Piccadilly Circus, that rather small open space in the center of London where in peacetime the traffic used to go round and round and then spill out into five separate streets. But believe me, tonight there is no traffic in Piccadilly Circus. I can remember this place when it was completely empty and you could read a newspaper by the light of the flares dropped by German bombers. There was a time when our bomber boys said that you could walk on the flak when you were flying over the Ruhr, and tonight you could walk on the heads of people all the way across Piccadilly Circus. They're jammed absolutely tight. A few minutes ago, a motorcycle went through, and there were four people on it, and now people are throwing confetti at me. I'm down on the sidewalk with a policeman here who is altogether inadequate protection. Now, we're just going to ask the policeman here what he thinks of the crowd and whether or not he has had any trouble. Has it been a fairly...
I think they're a marvelous crowd. A grand lot of people, not causing us any disturbance whatsoever.
Now, we're just...
All I hope is they'll soon go home.
Now, we're just going to check that statement that we had from the policeman because there's another gentleman here from the Red Cross and St. John's Ambulance. That is the organization here that takes care of the casualties, shall we say, in this celebration. Have you had many casualties today, sir?
Well, it's not been too bad, you know, today. People have been very good on the whole, although the weather's been very close indeed. But we may get a few extra tonight when they get more excited.
You don't think they've really gotten excited yet?
They're not warmed up to it yet. But they will.
About what time do you think they really got going?
Well, about midnight.
About midnight. Incidentally, you may hear an occasional bang in the course of the next few minutes, but it's just effervescent people shooting off fireworks here in Piccadilly Circus.